No.
May Porter, Herman Porter's wife.
Yes. Herman Porter's widow. But did you ever talk to Opal Everman, Opal Porter, Sam's daughter down here, Sam Porter's? She married Venice Everman. I think I told you about her.
Yeah.
And she told me that this man over at Grayson, there's a man over at Grayson has, you know, the family tree. He chased a lot back, you know.
What, on the Porters?
On the Porters.
Is that right?
And he had offered, told Opal that he would give her, you know, some literature on it. But, you know, I couldn't more tell you what his name is than nothing.
But she might know?
Oh, she'll know. But she's gone right now. You can't, she's in, left yesterday, her and Venice, and going to Texas. I'll be gone a week, but she'll be back next weekend. Be back next Saturday or Sunday. And she owns this little farm down here at the back of the Porter Schoolhouse where Sam Porter lived.
Yeah.
You know where it's at, don't you?
Do you know
where?
Well, you know where the school, the church house is at down here, don't you?
One that's foot in the hill.
No, this one right down the road here. Well, you know where Keith...
Was that where Arvell's funeral was? The point
yeah.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. You know where Keith Porter built the new house down here, do you? You know, say she come up the road.
Burnt.
You know where the one burned. Well, you seen that new house over on the other side of the road, on down
was
the road?
Is it just starting, or is it already?
It's already finished. They live
there. I didn't know.
Well, Opal and Venice owns that next farm right across there. And, but they're just out here on weekends. But she owns, they live in Ashland. And she's not home. She's not down here for all. They're down here about one day a week or 2 days a week or something. But now she could give you rest smart information, I'd say.
She lives in Ashland?
Uh-huh. But she's down here a lot of times.
Yeah.
Excuse me, man.
Okay. Let's see. Were you and your husband first cousins or second cousins?
I don't know where I can chase it back. No, we wasn't first cousins.
Let's see. John C. Porter was your grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexander was his dad. And they were brothers.
Yeah.
So your dad and him would have been first cousins. You two would have been second cousins.
Yeah.
Hmm. I want to give you this card. In case I ever write you a letter, you'll remember my name, J.C. Porter. I had those made up to give to people so they'd remember
yeah.
me.
J.C. Grandpa Porter's name?
Yeah, John C. But mine's James, Christopher.
Yeah.
What have you ever heard about them coming from Virginia?
I ain't heard too much more than what I told you about, you know.
We talked to Jim Porter yesterday. I went over to Mama Papaw.
Did you?
Yeah, over by Elliottsville.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the Catrons came here with the Kegleys right after the Civil War. You know, his mom was a Catron.
Uh-huh.
John C.'s wife was a Catron.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't know much about the Porters. He said that John C. never said anything about it.
He told me. See, he was a brother to my daddy.
Yeah.
And he said, he told me that his mother told him a few things about the Porters, but his daddy never told him that. What do you know about that?
I figured, it sounds like that John C. kept pretty good records and stuff. I figured he'd be telling a lot of stories about
mm-hmm.
it.
Hmm. But Uncle Jim was the baby boy.
Yeah.
The little youngest one. And he's 80 now, ain't he?
79.
79?
Yeah, he'd be 80 in mm-hmm. December, he said. He's got a younger sister then.
Yeah.
Florence.
Yeah, she lives up at Wheelersburg High.
Yeah.
Only two of them that's living. No, I don't know too much about him.
When I was down last year, I went and talked to Monday,
sister.
Yeah.
His husband.
And they had some old tax receipts, but they couldn't find them that day I was there, and they sent me copies of four of them, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I was wondering if they had any more, because every year they had a tax receipt and it showed what county they lived in and all this stuff. It'd be interesting to know exactly what years they were in what counties, and I wrote him a letter back, but I never got an answer. Because that'd be pretty important, because they lived in Robertson County for a while.
Yeah.
And they said they had an old letter from the Cornettes in Virginia that they sent to the Porters, you know, mm-hmm. but they lost it.
Yeah.
You don't know of any other old records, do you?
Uh-uh. No, them that she got was what that they got out of. My daddy had a big iron safe.
Yeah.
And after he passed away, why, she went up there, you know, and just took out everything in and put in a big old grocery bag and put them up in her attic and kept them up there for a long time. And she throwed some of them away. She said in the wintertime when she wasn't working, while she looked through some of them and something she thought wasn't okay, she'd just throw away. And,
yeah.
And the deeds for the Fairview Church and all was in with them.
Oh, they were.
She got them out. And a lot of the things that she probably burnt things up might have been important. I don't know. She wanted me to come down and look through them with her, but I never did. I didn't have time. I just didn't do it.
The Porters built that Fairview Church then.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones built it, you know?
Well, Uncle Steve and Aunt Jenny.
Was that his wife?
Yeah. They deeded Aunt Sis was his wife. Uncle Steve, Aunt Sis. And then he married again. Aunt Jenny was the last one, but Aunt Sis was his first wife. But they deeded that piece of that land up there to build the church.
Yeah.
Where the old Fireview, you know where the cemetery is at.
Yeah.
But there's two deeds. The church is one deed. I guess the church and the cemetery would be one deed. Then Charlie Porter and Murray deeded that hillside there down to the road to the Fairview Methodist Church. So there's really two deeds.
Well, that church isn't really in existence anymore, is it? I mean, the building's there.
Oh, no, it's just rotted down.
Well, wonder who's in charge of that deed then?
Fairview Methodist Church. Fairview United Methodist Church is they wanted to sell it, but they couldn't. Nobody gave up.
Do you still have that picture of John Porter, your grandpa?
Yeah.
I'd like to copy it.
Was that just one picture?
Yeah, you had one picture of him and one of Alexander. You don't have any other old ones, do you?